We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Well, we've been talking a lot about the tougher sides of home ownership, but it seems to me that there is a housing market discussion that we need to talk about right here in Pittsburgh. And who better to do that with than Mike Henry, Senior Vice President at Dollar Bank. Welcome, Mike.
Thank you for having me.
Well, thanks for joining us. So help me out here. Now, I know at one time interest rates were like amazing. Are we still in that amazing category, or have we shifted to still pretty good?
No, I think we're still in the amazing category. There's been a little bit of up and down over the last several months, but we're really below 3% on all loan products. That would be 30-year fixed rate or a 15-year fixed rate, adjustable rate loans. Everything's below 3%, so everything starts with a 2. And that's really the historic lows. I mean, we were maybe slightly lower than this, but these are really attractive, very good interest rates.
Now, for folks who haven't necessarily followed this, I can recall there were times that that interest rate was as high as like 7. Is that right?
Oh, absolutely. Or am I making that up? In fact, it depends on how far you want to go back. If you go into the early 80s, you're talking mortgage rates peaked out at 18%. 18%, yes. I remember when I started in the business around 1987, interest rates were about 10.5% or 11%, and you would pay as much as 3 points or 3% of your loan amount to buy it down to that interest rate. So if you look at 3% versus 8, 9, 10%, it's really good savings, very beneficial for those looking to buy a home or if you own a home, refinancing your mortgage to a lower rate.
Or refinancing, indeed. And I say refinancing only because from everything I've read, this appears to be more of a seller's market than a buyer's market. And that's what I've seen across the country. Is that what's happening here in Pittsburgh as well?
Yeah, absolutely. It's pretty much everywhere. What we're seeing is low inventory. In fact, I've seen reports that this is the lowest inventory since they've been recording it. So it's about a 60-day supply. And to give you some perspective, after the housing crisis back in 2008, there was about a six-month supply. So very short supply. What we're seeing is multiple offers on property. A property will come up for sale, especially in under that $350,000 price range. They'll get 40, 50 showings within several days, 10 to 15 offers on the property. They're offering above the listed price. So it's a very, very tight market. So you have to be well prepared when you're ready to buy a house.
So that's why, and I know we're going to be talking about this in the next couple of weeks, the Mortgages for Mothers process, but that's why you got to get your credit needs to be in perfect order or good order. All of those things need to be in place before you even start down that journey, down that road.
Right, absolutely. And what we offer is pre-approval or pre-qualification, where we'll look at your credit, we'll look at your income, how much money you have available to use towards your down payment and closing costs, and try to see what type of mortgage product is going to fit you best. If you need some credit repair, we have a program for that. It'll delay getting into a house now, but you'll be in much better shape when you get to that point. And what's out in the marketplace is you can get pre-qualified or you can get pre-approved, and there is really a difference, and it's something important for everybody to understand. If you're getting pre-qualified, that may be as simple as you tell me your income and your debts, and I say, well, based on your debt-to-income ratio, you qualify for this much of a mortgage. But a pre-approval, which is something we offer, we fully verify everything. You've made a full mortgage application. We have you in process, and we get to the point of being approved where we issue a mortgage commitment. All you then need to do is find a property to buy. That's the best path in this market right now versus some quick pre-qualification. It'll make you a stronger buyer, and you're really almost as close to being a cash buyer.
I was going to say, and at that point, a buyer is more likely to look more kindly on you because they don't have to wait. You've already gone through the hoops at
right,
that point.
Exactly. And it's one thing a seller and the realtors involved fear is that they sign a contract and then something pops up that we were unable to approve the mortgage. So you want to avoid all of those pitfalls and get all that in place beforehand. Plus, it can go faster once you do sign a sales agreement. All we have to do is a title exam and an appraisal, a few other things, but all of your credit and income stuff, that's out of the way.
We are at a point where we're coming out of this pandemic. Now, it might happen slower than we anticipate or faster than we anticipate, but there is a light at the end of this tunnel right now.
Yes, absolutely.
Is that going to affect the housing market in any way coming out of the pandemic?
Yeah, well, I guess there's two things to look at there. One would be hopefully there'll be more inventory. I know their builders are very active building new homes. There's been some lumber supply issues, and that's been driving house prices up. But hopefully as things open up and people feel that they have some place to go or want to downsize or move to a bigger house, that the inventory will increase. And I think post-pandemic that will be that will improve. The other downside to it is if there's some inflation in the market, that could drive interest rates up a little bit. The Fed's committed to keeping rates low through 2022, but if there is any kind of, you know, inflation they see, they may have to raise them a little bit. But at the same time, it's not going to be a dramatic impact to whether or not you can own a house. You know, if your interest rate's a 0.25% higher or even 0.5% higher than where it is right now, that's still extremely good rates, especially when we were talking about years ago rates of 10, 12, 18%.
So were we telling our age then when we
said
that?
Maybe.
I'm just wondering.
Yeah. But even in the last 10 years, it's always been under 10%, and I think that's going to last for a long time.
Awesome news. Well, we needed some good news today, Mike Henry. I'm glad you brought it from Dollar Bank. We appreciate you, sir. Have a great weekend.
Okay, you too. Thank you very much.
All right, thank you.